I wanted to run this VMA quiz by you to see how well you do. How much have you been paying attention over the past however many years you've been watching the VMAs, which I don't think is 40, because then you would have been born. So that you probably didn't watch it when you were a fetus. But for the past, like, I don't know, 20 years, let's say.
Okay.
Okay. So Dan Aykroyd co-hosted the very first VMAs in September 1984. Which one of these superstar entertainers co-hosted it with him?
Ooh.
Was it Olivia Newton-John?
No.
Cher?
No.
Diana Ross? Bette Midler?
Bette Midler.
Good job.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Who has won more VMAs than anyone else? Is it Beyonce, Madonna, Eminem, or Lady Gaga?
Madonna.
It's Beyonce.
Beyonce. Wow.
Yep.
I knew Beyonce has a ton of Grammys. I didn't know she had a ton of VMAs too.
Well, remember also because she got some with Destiny's Child.
Oh, but she still has more than Madonna.
Has more than Madonna.
Wow. Good for her.
Yeah. Okay, which one of these videos has won more VMAs than any other? I'm going to take you back because most of these are, most of them are like old school, but they're iconic.
Mm-hmm.
R.E.M.'s Losing My Religion.
Hate that song.
A-ha's Take on Me. Lady Gaga's Bad Romance.
No.
Peter Gabriel's Sledgehammer.
Sledgehammer.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Sledgehammer won more VMAs than any other. Very good. Who has hosted the VMAs more than anyone else, which is four times?
Chris
was it
Rock.
Russell Brand? Chris Rock?
Mm-hmm.
Chris Rock would have been my guess. It was actually Arsenio Hall.
Really? Yeah, because he did it in 89 or 90.
Right.
And then he did it like post-80s, early 90s.
All right, Michael Jackson's Thriller, here's the next question, was nominated for Video of the Year at the very first VMAs, but it didn't win.
No, no.
Who did win? Was it The Police's Every Breath You Take?
Mm-mm.
Was it Cyndi Lauper's Girls Just Want to Have Fun? Was it Herbie Hancock's Rocket or The Cars You Might Think?
Rocket.
It was The Cars You Might Think.
Oh, really? Oh, I should have known that because it was all like bees and things like that. Yeah, okay.
And Polina Porizkova in that one? Yeah, I think that was one with the supermodel. Okay.
Yeah.
Who was the first woman to win Video of the Year? Madonna for Vogue, Madonna for Like a Prayer, Sinead O'Connor for Nothing Compares to You, or Cyndi Lauper for Girls Just Want to Have Fun?
Sinead O'Connor.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
Good job.
That was a great, that video made that song. If it wasn't for that video, that song wouldn't have been as big as it was.
That's a good point. That's a really good point. Okay, here's the next question. A-ha's Take on Me is one of the most classic music videos of all time, but did not win Video of the Year in 1986. What did? Was it Peter Gabriel's Sledgehammer, Don Headley's The Boys of Summer, Dire Straits' Money for Nothing, or Robert Palmer's Addicted to Love?
I would say Dire Straits because it says MTV in the song.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly why.
Yep. I Want My MTV was the lyric that Sting sang in that song.
Yep. Good job. Okay. Next question. Each of these artists has won Video of the Year twice as a lead artist.
Okay.
Okay. Who was the first to repeat? Who was the first to get a second? Was it Eminem, Rihanna, Beyonce, or Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift.
It was Eminem.
Eminem. Really?
Yep.
Lose Yourself and Slim Shady.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do remember that. I think that was my very first VMAs when he came out and everybody, it was all the Slim Shadys.
Yeah. He was all dressed. Everybody was dressed like him.
Yeah. And there was like a ton of them and they all came out. Like, that's one of my earliest memories of the VMAs. I was like, whoa. Because it was at Radio City Music Hall in the city. And I was like, whoa, I live right here.
It's right down there.
It's like a few blocks away from my house. Eminem's right here. Okay. Only two artists have won Video of the Year and received the Video Vanguard Award on the same night. Video Vanguard is kind of like the MVP.
Right.
You know, like, it, you know, the, it's, you didn't get enough awards. We want to give you this because you're so special. Peter Gabriel was the first to win Video of the Year and get Video Vanguard. Who was the second? Was it Justin Timberlake, Britney Spears, Rihanna, or Beyonce?
Britney.
It was Justin Timberlake.
Oh, was it?
Yes, yes. Which is so weird that he got Video Vanguard.
They give that to make sure they show up.
That's a good point.
I mean, they gave that to Michael Jackson because they know he's going to show up.
Right. Who was the first woman to win the Video Vanguard Award?
Janet Jackson.
That's what I would have guessed. It was Madonna.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, here's an easy one. What won Video of the Year last year?
Video of the Year last year, Nas X.
Oh, that's what I would guess also. I would have said, right, Lil Nas. It wasn't. It was The Weeknd's Blinding Lights.
Ugh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I know, kind of surprising because, although, you know what, now I think about it, I think the Lil Nas X was 2 years ago.
You're right.
That's what it was.
And The Weeknd's year was last year.
Yeah, he had Super Bowl quite a year.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, who received the Video Vanguard Award at just 24 years old, the youngest recipient ever?
Video Vanguard, youngest. It would have to be a Justin Timberlake, one of those.
I would have guessed Justin Timberlake. It was Janet Jackson.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know Janet was that young when she came out.
Yeah, I didn't realize that she was that young when she was winning awards. I thought it was older, but I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, I thought she was like 26, 27 when she came out, but could be wrong.
How old was she during Rhythm Nation? She must have been super young. I guess we didn't realize how young, because she looked old. You know, like when you're young and you look at Janet Jackson up there, like she looks old. But I guess she was like really young at the time.
I never told you my Janet Jackson story. So I'm in a radio station. Janet Jackson's in town that night. So stupid. And it's like the hip-hop radio station in town. Uh-huh. And I was the assistant PD sitting in my office, and we did this contest on the air, a Janet Jackson lookalike contest. So if you were Janet Jackson lookalike, you would win tickets to the show and all this. So I'm sitting in my office like at, I don't know, 6 o'clock at night, and this girl walks past my window, and I go, it's over. Tell her to get out. I mean, this is before you could just walk right into our station. Yeah. And I go out there and I was like, you gotta go. And it was Janet. And
oh my God.
She heard the contest. So I took her right into the studio but yeah, I swear she was like 26, 27 then.
It's interesting because when I was at Z100, I remember we were at the studio doing whatever we were doing, you know, like after the show. And these bodyguards showed up and the executive producer had to take them around, and they were looking in the toilets. They were like, where are all the bathrooms? They walked the path from the door to the studio. What's the path? Well, you'll come in this door and you'll go to the studio here. Mm-hmm. And they walked the path like two or three times, and they checked all the bathrooms. They checked everything and they left. And I said to the producer, I was like, what the hell was that about? He's like, Janet Jackson's coming tomorrow. And they want to be on top. They don't want her walking around. Which way is she going? They want her to know exactly where she's going, coming in the store, going right to the studio. She likes to be efficient. Mm-hmm. And then they went to the bathrooms to make sure that nobody had put any kind of listening devices or cameras in there. So she can use, they said, what bathroom will she be using? We showed them.
To warm up.
They checked, they went in there like FBI. You know what I mean? I mean, it was just her bodyguards, but they were really efficient. Here's the last couple. At the 2000 VMAs, Britney Spears performed her smash Oops, I Did It Again, and also a cover of what classic?
I Love Rock and Roll.
No. She has covered that, but she didn't do it at the VMAs. Do you want some choices?
Yep.
The Who's My Generation.
No.
The Rolling Stones' Satisfaction.
No.
Michael Jackson's Beat It.
No.
Prince's Little Red Corvette.
What was the first one?
The Who's My Generation.
Yeah.
It was the Rolling Stones' Satisfaction.
Satisfaction.
Hmm. Yeah.
Thought it would be, because she did I Love Rock and Roll for her movie. whatever right. movie that she was in. So I thought it was okay.
Right, right, right. Here's the last one. This is interesting. Who presented Kanye West with the Video Vanguard Award at the 2015 VMAs?
Oh, that wasn't the one we were at. I don't know, because we were walking out at the time. Taylor Swift.
It was Taylor Swift.
Yep.
Wow, because people were, the other choice would be Kim Kardashian or Jay-Z, but that's very interesting. Good for you for getting that.
Yeah, the only way I know that is probably you brought it up to me when it happened and said, this was a big thing, and I probably went, yeah, whatever.
Right, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried to tell you it was a big deal, and you were like, I couldn't wait to get out of there.
I had to leave. We have to go.